I really, you know, right now, we still haven't got, like, confirmation yet. We're still waiting to see, obviously, what it actually is. I know Coach Mularkey's talked with you guys about it, so I'll let him talk. I don't want to get my fine or anything, but I know it happened on the first play. Tried to stay in the second play and just didn't feel comfortable, so I didn't want to be out there and hurt my team. So,
is there some gray area in terms of what exactly is wrong?
Once you have to talk to Coach Mularkey about that.
You can afford the fine, right?
No, I don't think so. not for that. You guys can do your research on it.
They worked on you for a long time.
Yeah.
Initially
I thought it was an ankle sprain at first. Obviously, that's why we tried to do the retaping and all those things. It just didn't work. So I went in. We did. We tried to get some things situated inside. Didn't work, and this is how it ended up.
Dealt with this kind of injury before?
No, it's first time. Mm-hmm. So just kind of the waiting game right now.
They said how many weeks you're out?
Nah, no one know. We don't know anything. I don't know anything. I'm just trying to get myself together.
Disappointing though that for say multiple weeks.
Always, it's just disappointing in general not being able to go out there and compete. You know, being able to have to watch those guys play, is how hard we prepare, not be able to help them, is always tough. But that's just part of the game. It wasn't a dirty play. It was a routine tackle, and just, you know, my foot got caught underneath the guy, and this is what happened.
You've had a lot of foot stuff, foot injuries this year. You talk to any of the other guys, are there similarities with some of the?
Alex, I don't know the exact recovery or anything like that. I've heard like a bunch of people talk about shoes. I wear different shoes, so I don't think it was my shoes at all. It was just the nature of the tackle. My foot was I was trying to accelerate. The guy fell on top of me. He weighs about 350 pounds, so you know, it's just kind of the nature. It's just the nature of the game. It happens. It's a tackle that I get tackled like that all the time, and it just so happened my foot was stuck. So.
Who was it?
I think it was either Tommy Kelly or Richard Seymour, was one of those two guys. So,
Mularkey mentioned that he thought that early on, you know, just seeing those first, you know, the first run, the first two runs, he thought you were ready for a big game. Did you have that same feel?
Well, I just knew in practice we had a great week of practice, great week of preparation going in. They came out and what we practiced against, and so just going after that, it felt great. It felt like we were going to go out there. Everybody was amped up. You know, because we had the week off coming off that loss against Chicago. We felt like we were prepared. We were ready to go. So, obviously, you know, getting injured is part of the game. I think the loss is what hurt more. You know, because, guys, they were fighting hard. We had a lot of guys go down. But for those guys to step up and make plays, they, you know, you expect – you'd want the victory to show the work we put in, but that didn't happen. So, this week I'm going to do everything I can to help my teammates get ready against the Packers and just try to get myself back as quickly as possible.
Do you think this team needs to feel like it catches a break at some point? I mean, it seems like all these, you know, just injuries,
and
things that just haven't been.
I mean, we don't want to catch anything. We want to make a break, you know. You don't want anyone to give you anything. And so I feel like if we keep working, something's going to turn for us, but the only way it's going to turn is if we make it turn. You know, we have to be the ones that make those plays, be in the right position, whatever it may be, so we don't have to, you know, feel like this next week.
Apart from actually playing, what are those things that you can do to help this team prepare for Sunday?
Film, studying, telling what I see, what I've noticed. They do a lot of blitzing up there, which is, you know, some teams against us normally don't blitz that much, so that's going to be a new deal. Just trying to just help them see how guys play, tell them what I see from guys. I played against Clay Matthews in college once, so I kind of have a feel for what he does. And then, you know, just be there and support. If anything they need, you know, I'll be here.
Maurice, there are a few people who say that this injuries happen when you skip training camp and stuff like that. What do you say? How do you respond to something like that?
I don't know. I guess those people weren't saying anything when I was running well. So, you know, this is an injury that is not a soft tissue. And that's normally what happens when you have you've missed training camp or those type of things. This is just a tackle, a fluke injury. I mean, there's nothing I could do from that. I mean, my foot was planting. I was accelerating. The guy fell on top of it. I don't think that has anything to do with training camp.
It looked like he twisted it. Was there any?
No,
dirtiness,
no, not at all. No, even if it, I don't think it was. But even if football is not a nice game, so I wouldn't expect anyone to, you know, not to follow me as hard as they could. You know, I just get tired of people saying that this guy is dirty. That it's football. If you can't handle it, don't play the sport. And so, it was a routine tackle, like I said before. Just it was a play where he weighs 300 some odd pounds, and he fell on my foot when I was driving, and that's just what happened.
Are you a fast healer at all? Do you know?
We're gonna find out, aren't we? I don't know yet, but we will find out. So hopefully, we can get this thing ready and be willing to play here as soon as possible.
These foot injuries, though, I mean, like Austin Lane was out a couple of months, and then they tend to linger.
Yeah, I mean, it's different for each person, so we'll see.